Shaletta Brundage is known as the autism mom, not just because she's got three kids on the spectrum, but because she's an advocate who works to educate and inspire other moms of kids with special needs. Give them a sense
of pride. Thank you for joining me for the first ever Taking Authority Over Autism podcast. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and most folks know me as Minnesota's autism mom. That's not just because I have three children on the autism spectrum, but that's because my mission and my calling in life is to help parents who have special needs kids help their children live their best lives. And one of the things that keeps me up at night, that frightens me, that gives me goosebumps is what will happen with my children who cannot speak if they encounter police. I have three little black boys, and in times past, African-American boys especially, and the police, they haven't had the best relationship. I'm just going to say that I teach my children to respect and revere the police, and also give them a healthy dose of fear. That they are to follow instructions and not talk back and do as they're told. But what do I do for my 5-year-old son, Daniel, who the therapists have said he's learned all he can learn? He can't understand simple commands and he can't express himself. We don't know if that's going to change. So guess what, Shaletta? We're not going to give him any more therapy. We wish you the best of luck. He's not going to be 5 forever. One day he's going to be 15. He likes to run, flap his arms, and sometimes he'll run up in the neighbor's house before I can catch him. And right now at 5, that's so cute. Here comes little Daniel. He ran in here again. I'm just bringing him back home. But what happens when 15-year-old Daniel is running and laughing and he's flapping his arms and he can't talk? And it's a new neighbor and they don't know him and they call the police. How are they going to respond? I don't want my child to die. I don't want anybody's child to die. And so I'm working with the Dakota County Police Department, and I've got my friend Sheriff Tim Leslie on the phone with me. Hey, Sheriff, how are you?
Good, Shaletta. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you know, you and I have talked about police encounters and people in communities of color, and I just have to say how impressed I am with your commitment to bridging that gap. Why did you feel it was important to get in front of this issue?
Well, I grew up in South Minneapolis. I went to Minneapolis Washburn High School, and I grew up in a diverse environment. And so I always felt like this was, we get along, you know? So when I saw law enforcement, in the position where they were feeling like they were misunderstood or that the community felt like law enforcement wasn't serving them like in the terms they wanted to be served in, I feel like we need to have this conversation of expectations on both sides of the ledger. You know, what does the community expect from us? How can we deliver better services to every community that we police? And what are the expectations of the community when we deliver our services? So I've heard you so many times on WCCO with both Chad and Corey, and I went, you know, I'm going to reach out to her and see if she's willing to carry this conversation forward. And you were so gracious with your time and said, I'm in. And so now we're going to go on this journey together, and I'm excited for it.
I am excited, too. And you know, just having a community partner like you, Sheriff, out there in Dakota County, who say, you know what, something ain't right. And we got to fix it. And we can't just keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results. How do you think outside the box when everybody else just keeps moving forward in this broken system?
Oh, well, you know, what's that? The definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. And I'll be honest, Shaletta, I've talked to some of the chiefs in Dakota County, and I've said, I don't know if we're going to be able to make this the epiphany for everyone. But I think it's a place to start. And if we continue to have conversations and look each other in the eye and get to know each other better, I think we can hopefully move this conversation forward.
And And I was just so honored. My husband, Sean, and I are on the front lines of autism advocacy and social justice that you invited me to be a part of this community talk, this event over at the Vikings headquarters on Wednesday, March 25th. We'll be there. And the Vikings jumped on board with this. You gave them a call and it was like 5 minutes later, you were like, Shaletta, they're in. So tell me all about their social justice campaign and who they're sending over to be part of the discussions.
Yeah, so I've been in contact with Dave Corris. Dave and I work together at the St. Paul Police Department. Dave is now the Deputy Director of Security at the Minnesota Vikings. And so I called him on a lark. I just said, hey, what do you think? The Vikings have been very open to sharing their facility with the community. And I said, would they ever be interested in this? And he got right back to me. He said, absolutely. We'd love to be part of it. And Greg Coleman, who has a role, I think he's a sideline reporter, former all-pro punter for the Minnesota Vikings, is also going to be there and sharing in the conversation with all of us.
Wow. And he's got a very interesting background and story to tell as well.
He does. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. And the event is on March 25th. We're going to talk to law enforcement and tell our stories and listen. And that's, I think it all begins, Chief Leslie. I really believe in my heart it all begins with a conversation. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a talker and I talk for a living. But I really believe that it starts with the discussion. Don't you?
I do. And unfortunately, when we talk about diversity, we focus on differences. And I think we align more than people realize. That when we get right down to it, you know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, and you're a wife and a mother,
right,
and a member of the community. I mean, we share so much.
Mm-hmm.
We always focus on our differences, which are pretty small, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and the thing is once we come together and realize how much we are alike, then we can start moving forward. I mean, if you look at what Dr. King did, we're fresh off of celebrating Dr. King's legacy going into Black History Month. Those marches, it was just Black people out there marching. There were Jewish people and white people and Hispanic people and Native American people. There were old people and young people, and they had a common bond. And that was love. They loved each other and they wanted to see the best for this country. And that's why they locked arms to change the way that America looks at people of color and women, the way the justice system works, the way housing works, the way employment works. They all got together. And that's what I think this event on March 25th will be. When we go down to Viking Stadium, the Dakota County Sheriff's Department, the Vikings, me and my husband, we're going to lock arms. Arms, Chief.
Amen. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of law enforcement people there. Unfortunately, it only holds, you know, 150. So we're going to have to narrow the. I think there'll be more people wanting to go than will be seats available. But that's okay. Have to do it again.
And you know what? The good thing about it is, Chief, technology is amazing. We set up that Facebook live stream in the back of the room and everybody can see it. You know, it doesn't have to be the 150 people that are there. And, you know, people can weigh in online to the discussion. I mean, we still ain't had our planning meeting yet. So we can consider this kind of like planning meeting.
All right. Yeah. Planning meeting 1, 2, and 3.
Right. Exactly. But I just want to thank you so much for allowing my family to be a part of this, for organizing it, knowing that it's needed and not just talking about it, but being about it. I just want to say thank you. This is a wonderful way for me to kick off Black History Month, to have you putting something together like this.
Well, you're welcome. And our partnership and our journey together will begin soon.
All right. Have a great day. Have a great day, Chief. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
And that was Chief Tim Leslie, Dakota County Sheriff's Department, partnering with the Brundage family and the Minnesota Vikings to have this discussion about community policing, about coming together, about bridging the gap between races and special abilities so that we can all live together in this, and not just in the Twin Cities, but in this world. Thank you so much for being on the first edition of Taking Authority Over Autism. My name is Shaletta Brundage, also known as Minnesota's Autism Moms. I'm here for you.
Always fun and informative, Shalette is a big draw at autism conferences across the country. Find out how you can book her as a featured speaker for your next event at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.